Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who make it happen each and every day, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. This has been a year in which we've struggled to find good news. That's why I rather enjoy putting out this week's radio program. After a very shaky start to the year due to the U.S.-China trade war and COVID-19 pandemic, the export market's beginning to look up. Allow me to review the importance of the export market to this state. South Dakota's annual agricultural exports are valued at $3.6 billion. While more than 30,000 jobs are supported by those exports. This according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. Beginning with China, the USDA recently announced that China booked deals to buy 664,000 metric tons of soybeans, the largest single-day sale in 7 weeks. That brings the total to 14.6 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery to China in 2021. China has also announced the purchase of nearly 102,000 metric tons of U.S. corn as it faces its first corn shortage in years. China also increased purchases of wheat and sorghum, and this commitment pushed wheat exports to near a five-year high. China also bought large volumes of U.S. pork and poultry. Last month, booked its largest ever weekly purchase of U.S. beef. Now, to be fair, China still lags behind in its phase one commitment, but that country typically boosts grain purchases in the fourth quarter, so sales are expected to continue to rise. A pleasant surprise is the increased demand for ethanol in South Korea because of its use in hand sanitizers. They've imported 59 million gallons of U.S. ethanol, equating to 30 million bushels of corn to be used over the next 6 months. That's up nearly 53%. I would add Southeast Asia buys one-third of the DDGs that we export. Even though DDGs exports are lower than last year due to spring production shortfalls, demand remains high. I realize exports alone will not totally alleviate the current problems that are being experienced by our family farmers, but as the saying goes, every little bit helps. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your daily labors and thanks for what you do